As we think about Matthew 5 and the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus starts with, "Blessed or happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," I came across a really helpful devotional on this passage from Paul Tripp, from his book called From the Journey to the Cross. Blessed are the poor. When Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," he knows his words aren't as radical as they sound. Let me unpack the logic here. Jesus knows that no one is independently rich in spirit. No one independently has his act together. No one is righteous on his own. No one loves as he should in his own strength. No one naturally has all the right motives. No one's mind is independently pure. Independent spiritual riches are a delusion. People who think they are righteous are doomed. People who have successfully convinced themselves that they are okay are in trouble. People who strut their spiritual knowledge and good deeds are the ones who should be concerned. They have bought into the darkest of delusions, that it is possible for a human being without external intervention to please God. Apart from the miracle of intervening, rescuing, forgiving, and transforming grace, there simply are no spiritually rich people out there. None. But self-righteousness is a self-supporting deceit. Every moment of self-assessment just deepens the blindness. And Paul Tripp continues, "So we all need bankruptcy. This is the first step of God's work of grace in our lives. In an act of divine mercy, God opens the well-guarded vault, of our righteousness to show us that, contrary to what we thought, it is absolutely empty. We then must face the shocking realization of our complete poverty, that rather than being righteous, we are in fact unrighteous in every way. And this drives us to cry out for forgiveness and help. In this way, the magnificent blessings of the kingdom of God are open and available only to the poor. It is admitting that you have nothing that causes you to reach out for the amazing something that is offered to you in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ." Here is the whole gospel story in one verse. He continues, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich." 2 Corinthians 8:9. And I just like to read that again. I just feel like that really hits the nail on the head here for what we're thinking about in terms of being poor in spirit and relating to all people everywhere. So again, 2 Corinthians 8:9, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." The infinitely rich one was willing to become sacrificially poor so that we might be rescued from our bankruptcy and become rich. If there were such a thing as independently spiritually rich people, this gospel narrative wouldn't make any sense. But everyone is born poor. The only difference between us is that some of us have been given eyes to see and confess our poverty, and the rest of us are under the sad delusion that we are rich. End quote.